This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Each every show, we go out to our pals in Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News. None better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, sad news from a pretty powerful or really interesting, amazing, I guess there's a lot of adjectives I could use, Ohioan, John Glenn, dead, lived a long life, and certainly served his country. I think of John Glenn, and it's one of the first interviews that I ever, he's one of the first interviews I ever did, and it was, what a pleasure it was. And did you ever have a brush with him?
I did actually interview him, and he was very close friends with my cousin, who was the ambassador, first Jewish ambassador to Austria. And, of course, he's from the great state of Ohio.
Yeah.
So that was very sad. There's also another Ohio story, which is that the nominee for Labor Secretary, Andrew Puzder, is how he pronounces his name, I believe, is also from Cleveland, Ohio. He's gotten into a lot of trouble because he doesn't believe in increasing minimum wage. The unions don't like him at all, but it looks like he is going to be the nominee. He actually dropped out of Kent State in 1970 when there was those shootings, which I remember as if it was yesterday, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah.
They were at Kent State, of course, where he was a student. So a couple of Ohio stories are in the news. Now, there's one other very interesting story, and that is that some of the Republicans, John McCain, particularly one of the big leaders, are in direct conflict with President-elect Trump because of the Russian interference in the elections, they think, and they're going to have hearings on that in at least the Senate, maybe in the House.
Wow, that's huge news.
It's going to be very interesting because actually the Washington Post just broke this story this evening because they are so upset with that, what they feel is Russian interference, and they feel that Donald Trump is not being serious enough about Russia.
Wow. And you're right about the Washington Post, that they're going to be very aggressive about this and just be on that collision course. And, of course, you mentioned McCain and Lindsey Graham as well, so I'm sure this is going to heat up in the next couple of days, no question about that. Of everybody that the president-elect has nominated, who do you think is going to have the toughest time getting through?
Well, there is the issue of the nominee for Secretary of Defense. He has got to be 7 years out. To become a nominee in the cabinet, you only need 51 votes. However, to get that seven-year rule rescinded or a waiver done, you're going to need that 60 votes. And so there's going to have to be either some horse training, and don't forget, they were not very happy, the Democrats, about the Republicans stalling Judge Merrick for the Supreme Court. So this is going to be very interesting to see whether they let President-elect Trump have who he wants, as usually happens, or whether they're going to stick it to him on the defense secretary because of the seven-year rule.
Yeah. In our history, we haven't had a first lady that lived outside of the White House, have we?
No, we haven't. But my guess is that she is going to be there only for one in New York at Trump Tower, only for one semester. And then I think she will move into the White House because it sounds like she wants her son to finish the school year, which makes sense, actually. I don't
really have
a big problem with that.
Yeah.
Let him finish the school year, and then he has the summer to adjust, et cetera. You know, switching schools when you're the president's son is not such a big deal, I don't think.
No, I agree with you there, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So as Ellen mentions, Ohioan John Glenn, first American to orbit Earth, certainly a 20th century hero for all times, dead. If you think of him, he was one of the Magnificent Seven astronauts in the Mercury program. I mean, this has been documented all over the place. She mentioned she spoke to Glenn. I spoke to Glenn. I was, like, beside myself that he was one of the first people I interviewed. And he certainly captured the nation's attention back in the 60s when he circumnavigated the globe. He was a four-term senator from Ohio, and he went back into space at 77. That was a huge deal on the shuttle Discovery. He was a well-liked person, John Glenn, by everybody, I think, who crossed paths with him. And you may remember seeing snippets of John Glenn in space. So John Glenn, certainly a hero, dead at the age of 95, a life well lived as a trailblazer. That's what I would say. So it's down to just a couple of choices for the next RNC chair. As you know, Reince Priebus is not going to be in that position. He's serving on the communications side for the Prez in a extremely high manner. But this is old news. It's a question of who is going to fill that position. And apparently Chris Christie is out as the RNC chair candidate. There was a thought after how much Chris Christie had put into Donald Trump that he would get some sort of position, but he is no longer a candidate for that Priebus job. You know, while Priebus goes on to chief of staff, Christie was demoted from leading the transition team this fall, which was reassigned to the VP, and has been a big Trump supporter for the presidency, is definitely out in that spot. So now instead, the niece of the former presidential candidate Mitt Romney and Michigan Republican chair, Rona Romney McDaniel, is said to be a favorite among Trump's inner circle to be the next RNC chair. So how about that? So much for we wouldn't see any women at all involved in the Donald Trump administration. It's certainly not looking that way at all, because we've seen some of the nominees, the list, and the people that have been put up there for different spots, and there are plenty of women that have been picked for certain positions, and here may be another one. That's a very big job. If she gets it, that's huge. And we saw what happened with Michigan, so she must have had something to do with Michigan and that great push there for many of you listening to us in the state. And we know the last-minute campaigning by Trump in Grand Rapids, but really all over the state of Michigan. And looking at the rest of the list, this throughout this weekend, that'll be part of the discussion. And into next week, as we fly back into Monday, and we see more names emerge, because we're getting closer and closer. I mean, let's face it, the 20th is the inauguration, really the first official day as, okay, you have the reins, this is it. I think we know that there are many, many, many pieces to this puzzle that include areas that we already know that were part of the promises on the trail, that included what's going to happen with immigration, what's going to happen with Obamacare. You know, the list is certainly long. And I think that's why the attack of aggressiveness is out there. Let's get these spots filled, baby. Because once you have people approved, too, then they're going to have staffers. And it takes a while to get things up and pumping, but if anyone's going to do it pretty quickly, I think it's going to be Donald Trump. All right, stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of SomaBiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today?
And head into, you know, 2017. For so many of you listening to the show, I know you had kick butt years. You really did. But it seems like lately I'm bumping into the hangdog look. I can't wait to get into 2017. You know, why do we do that to ourselves, right? It's like we shoot ourselves in the foot. It's like this, somebody told me one time, a motivational speaker said to me, pretty famous motivational speaker. I won't even mention his name. His name, there's the hint. That people kind of screw themselves over because when we wake up on a Monday and we put our feet on the ground, before we even have our feet on the ground, we're already saying, oh, it is game because I have all these things to do and I got to walk the dog and the kids and the, and like you're just, you know, already kvetching before you've even stepped out of bed. So you've got to rewire yourself a little bit. That's what I think you do when you head into a new year. Pick a word. What would your word be? Just for fun. Email me your word. What would your word be? Like mine? You know what my word is? My word for next year is accelerate. So whatever it is I'm doing, just accelerate. Accelerate, right? I already do that when I'm driving, so maybe there's where I need to decelerate. How about this? Heading into and through Sunday, as you know, we always do these nail the score things, and we look at week 14 in the NFL. And on your Thursday night football game, of course, we saw what happened with the Chiefs and the Raiders. You know, so much is being made of the AFC West, and of course it is because it's one of the best divisions in football. We see the other teams that are weakly limping out of this year and are probably glad, just like those other people, with the hangdog look just to get out of this season. But the Kansas City Chiefs are in control of the West. They beat the Raiders 21-13 on Thursday. So now it's so interesting because the Chiefs were the woulda, coulda, shoulda team, and slowly, while everybody was talking about the Patriots and the Raiders and you know, and the Cowboys who went to go to the NFC and talking about what would Seattle do this time around, suddenly, for an odds and ends moment, the Chiefs snap up and say, well, what about us? And they've got control of the AFC West with a 10-3 record. How about that? And they jump ahead of Oakland because of the head-to-head sweep. So both teams will go into the postseason, I'm certain of that. But it's that home field advantage you want. And the Chiefs are, boy, they are pretty potent. The defense, that's a different thing. But, you know, again, the because they're missing some key players, especially a guy named Derek Johnson. But anyway, bottom line is you never know. That's why you play them, right? You never know. So while we talked about John Glenn passing away, it's interesting to note that Kirk Douglas is going to be 100 years old. Do you believe it? 70 years in the movie business. A century of life. To live to be 100. And I was thinking about this today because my grandfather, who was so awesome, John Fitzgerald, I always say I'm the granddaughter of a trucker. So I always honk when I drive by a truck. I did that for the longest time. I'm serious. They probably thought, what's wrong? Do I have to pull over the side of the road? So I was thinking about his movies. And I was thinking about, because they would, to me, for the most part, they would be movies I had to see as I was, they were way before my time. But I'll tell you the movie I really, really liked. I mean, actually, he made a couple of them that I liked. I know people talk about Spartacus and, you know, Stanley Kubrick directed it, and oh, that's the best, and you can rent Spartacus, and that's just so huge for him. But I think his, to me, one of his best movies was Catch Me a Spy. And he's a smuggler in Catch Me a Spy. And that was a movie from the 70s. And one night I was up late and I was flipping around and I caught the beginning of that movie. And if you catch me at the beginning of a movie and I'm there the whole time, then it's a pretty good movie. So I really thought that was one of the better ones. Of course, you could point to The Man from Snowy River, Paths of Glory, Town Without Pity. I mean, there's so, you know, so many movies, Kirk Douglas movies. But check it out if you want to watch one of his movies. That's the one that I would watch. But there are others, and I think some of you would probably disagree. You'd probably say Spartacus. I think most people would go with the whole, you know, Spartacus thing, is what I'm thinking, right? As we continue down the road of odds and ends, here's another thing to ponder. While we're talking about famous people who have had long lives, we constantly hear the warnings about fast food. And I was just reading that there's a Wisconsin guy who has eaten 29,000 Big Macs. And, you know, this guy's a giant guy, by the way. But it's a milestone. And apparently he has a booth that he always sat in. He's 63 years old now. And, you know, about 5 o'clock he moseys in on most days. And he eats a Big Mac. He says he eats 2 every day, and he has the Guinness World Record for Big Mac consumption since 2000, and won. And, you know, he says, there must be something wrong with me, but it's still my favorite food. Some would say obsessive compulsive. Others would say, look, this is what he does. This is what he likes. So get off his back. He's, and again, he's not some giant guy, which people assume, oh, he's got, you know, how many is he eating? He must be just a giant guy. And he's not. And he says he just enjoys the taste and that he started doing it when he got his first car in the 70s. He went to a McDonald's and he said something just took over, that he ate the food, you know, and he loved it. So they call him Big Mac Daddy Don Gorski. I can't even, is there anything that I've eaten in that I can say that I could point to where I've eaten, you know, anywhere close to like 10,000 of them? I can't think of, I was racking my brain. Anything any of you have eaten for that length of period? Wow. I mean, that's something. You're not varying it up, man. And they say, you know, this is crazy. A Big Mac has 540 calories, 28% fat. That's the key thing. And one or two Big Macs and maybe a Coke, or they say a low-fat parfait. They say the reason he's not big and whatever, 6'2", is that he doesn't eat anything else. I mean, that's it. So actually his calorie intake isn't as high as you would think. He does yard work and bowls and chases around grandchildren and all that kind of thing. And, you know, he must have that compulsive personality, because they say, like me, he's visited every NFL and Major League Baseball stadium, and he's a big NASCAR guy. So it's got to be tough, though, when he's traveling, unless he's not eating the Big Mac on that particular day. But it sounds like everywhere he goes, he's looking for the golden arches. And lucky for him, there are plenty of McDonald's to be had. But wow, 29,000 Big Macs. And I guess at some point, that's when he just started, when he knew, he just started to document it. We call it the Guinness Book of World Records. I have a record I want to discuss with you. Mio Mayo. Famous actor arrested at a Dallas airport. Houston closing in on a new coach. Do you care about any of these things? I bet you do. How about the weather? Oh, yeah. Snow, freezing rain. Yuck.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Not a weenie, but I'm just saying, it was so cold. How cold was it? I could see my breath before I even exited the house. You know what I'm saying? Winter is definitely here all over the place. And so, you know, we got this cold air, which is, if you're going to ask me, what is the polar vortex? It's got that large area of cold air high up in the atmosphere that lives over the pole. But with the jet stream, the meandering kind of jet stream that rolls around, parts of the vortex slash into your backyard and mine. It's North America, and it pumps in that cold air. Just like if it was summertime, when you know you're just dying, you're melting, when you love it. So in the east, I know you're getting smacked with it. Some of you listening to me in New Jersey and in New York on WVNJ, big shout out to all of you. High temperatures only reached the single digits for much of the Midwest, upper Midwest. Chicago saw that a little bit earlier in the week, but it's pretty chilly. It's perfect for that song, Baby, It's Cold Out There, and it's and we're feeling it. I mean, howling winds, big plunge, wind chills, minus 15, 25 degrees. ever drive down Interstate 95 with that whole area, when it's kind of Philly, New York City to Boston, it's intense. But here's the thing. Here's what you always want to know around this time of year. Are we going to see snow? Besides this Arctic blast, is anybody going to see snow except for in the usual places, right? I'm going to hit you up with something else. Judge Reinhold was arrested not too far from where I live, actually. I immediately got a text from a cop I know. He was arrested on disorderly conduct after he had a confrontation with security agents at Dallas Love Field. He refused to submit to a screening. We love those screenings, those TSA screenings. So the, he cleared security, but his bag raised an alarm, so he was taken aside for the pat-down. That's what they do, and he resisted the pat-down. So guess what happens when you resist the pat-down? They take him to the jail, and they book him. Disorderly conduct, punishable, $500. And, of course, what do you remember Reinhold in? Think about it. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yo. Oh, so he just couldn't. He just, that was it. He had enough. He wasn't going to succumb. So he had to instead endure. Let's put it that way. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett.
Hey, how that famous one, Lance Piccoli. Dude, on leash, you not drive.
I knew you'd have a line. Oh, I love that movie.
Me too. Oh, it was a great one. That's some good music in that, too.
Oh, yeah. Great music.
Oh, it's snowing here.
Yes, it's a lot of snow. I heard in Seattle there's a lot of snow, and there's snow where you are, too.
Oh, man. I liked it for the first hour, but now I'm starting to hate it.
Yeah, because you know what? You got to clear it. If you got to do anything, whatever you've got to do in the morning or the day or any of that thing, you got to clear that snow up.
Well, it's kind of neat seeing the kids go out there and neighbors and making snowmen and stuff.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
But, God, two big Macs a day. That guy's dedicated, or either he's got stock in the stock market there on McDonald's.
It's crazy. I mean, he's just a regular dude. There's nothing. So he's not, like I said, he's not some giant guy. And he's also not, there's nothing about him that you think, oh, this is a setup. I think he just, honest to God, just likes the food. And that's what he wants to eat. You know, when you're like a pizza hound or a steak hound or whatever. I mean, he's just, but he's relentless. Like, I would get tired of eating the same thing.
Yeah, me too. Exactly.
Yeah, 29,000.
Oh, man. And then when I heard John Glenn died, man, I was thinking, God, we had a lot of famous people pass away this year.
We have. 2016 has been that kind of year. You're right. And some tragically young and some who lived long lives. And he certainly lived, a life well lived with John Glenn. But lots of memories of John Glenn. I mean, gosh, when he went back in on the Discovery, as I said, and, you know, he's immortalized in those movies. I think Ron Howard did those movies and his partner, the movies where John Glenn is played by, I'll think of that guy's name. He's great. He's a great actor. I'll think of it. But, he's immortalized on the screen all over the place. I mean, himself in documentaries and everything, but he's just a good guy.
Yeah, I was just
was a good guy.
I was watching Willy Wonka and I was thinking, man, Gene Wilder, he ain't around anymore. That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
That was a good movie. And then
yeah.
I've been listening to Beatles tunes all day because Lennon got killed on this day too. So
yeah. I agree. It was a sad day, if you think about that day. And you know what? In New York, I guess they play... Ed Harris was the guy, by the way. Ed Harris played John Glenn. And he was really good as John Glenn. But they play Strawberry Fields Forever right outside of the hotel where he got killed every single year to honor him.
Yeah, that was too bad. He was like our... Kurt Cobain down here in Washington State.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain. Hey, if you ever get to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for everybody listening, it's a really cool place to go. If you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is there in Cleveland, Ohio, they have a lot of Kurt Cobain memorabilia.
Huh.
That's cool.
Put out these days.
Yeah, it's very cool. And it's cool all the way around. But it's really interesting, some of the... They've got lyrics he wrote on paper and napkins and just really wild stuff. Kurt Cobain, now there is a loss. That guy was poetic.
Yeah, he used to borrow a dollar off me all the time to get a Jack in a Box burger back in the day.
You're kidding, because you knew him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know Middle Church, a lot of these guys came from Aberdeen, Oakland.
Wow, and I heard he was pretty nice. Is that true? I mean, pretty cool, kept to himself dude?
Yeah, he was okay. He kind of, I don't know, he was kind of moody, though, sometimes, though, you know. He had that red hair back in the day, strawberry hair, and you're walking down the street. You come into the bar and ask me, hey, you got a buck? And I'm like, there he is, buck. You know, we'll get a Jack in a Box burger. You know? No problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did anybody see him exploding and that band exploding the way it did?
No, nobody did. No.
Yeah.
Just the right place at the right time.
Yeah, right sound at the right time. No question about that. Hey, thanks for sharing that, Everett, with your brush with fame. We appreciate it. You have a good one. You know, and that reminds me, if anyone has any stories like that, always share them on the air, because that humanizes him and just gives you a little insight into the life of somebody who is larger than life. Like I said, if you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's no doubt there is a huge section devoted to Kurt Cobain and his music and what inspired certain songs and, you know, whatnot. By the way, Trump on the thank you tour made a stop to meet with the terrorism victims from OSU and the president-elect, and he met with the first responders, the victims and the first responders, and he said, you know, we just saw victims and families. These were brave people, amazing people. The first responders were incredible. And he talked about the job that was done by one young gentleman that was incredible. He was referring to the police officer, Officer Alan Horjoko, who shot the attacker, Abdul Ali Artan, who was 18, a Somalian immigrant, who rammed, if you remember, a campus crowd with his car back on November 29th, and then jumped out with a butcher's knife and stabbed 11 people, and ultimately he ended up being shot and killed. But, good for Donald Trump for being consistent and going and going and talking to the first responders and, you know, whatnot. He's certainly put victims and the people who help victims in the so-called front row. So I'm going to give him credit. I'm going to give Donald Trump big credit for that, because I think too often, I've said this on the show for a long time, we forget the victims. We forget the victims, and that's a shame, because that was a horrific thing. On a very sleepy, normal day on a college campus, people completely caught off guard and having to think quickly. And luckily, many of them did, or we could have seen people that were killed in that attack, and luckily that did not happen. We're coming up on the final segment for this Hour of America tonight, and when we do, we're going to talk about numbers. We can count, and boy, do we have a lot of them, even more than 29,000 Big Macs, I promise.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now, 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal, I trust in us.
Thanks to all of you for hanging with us here on America Tonight. You might be listening to us at many different times of the evening, and we appreciate the support. Massive letters, that's what I get in the mailbag, and that's terrific. And remember, you can always download the show if you missed something. You're listening to us live, and then you think, oh, drats, I missed what was said there. I get notes like that a lot from some of you, so good for you. You're driving around or something else, and you just heard something, and darn, you missed it. Go to TuneInRadio.com. Let me make sure I say that, but yeah, it's TuneIn.com. If you go there, you can download any of the last couple of shows. So if you missed something, feel free to do that or go to GCNLive.com. We do this thing called We Can Count where we look at the numbers. So let's dive into another version of We Can Count. And as we do that, Tyreek Hill, with the 78-yard punt return for the Chiefs after fans were chanting his name wanting a big play. I don't know that I've ever seen that. I've seen people chanting names, players' names. But on cue, it was kind of like on cue. So that was huge. When you have a big returner like that, and Hill's two touchdowns leading the Chiefs to the Raiders' loss on Thursday and having them in the driver's seat for the AFC West, wow. There's something there, as they say. Absolutely. In the meantime, let's jump to some other big numbers. And here's some big numbers for you. The Heisman Trophy is often a numbers game. You got five guys on Saturday that will vie for the Heisman, and that ceremony happens at 8 o'clock. Lamar Jackson, Baker from Louisville, incredible, really the odds-on favorite. Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield, Michigan's Jabril Peppers, Clemson's Deshaun Watson, Oklahoma's DeeDee Westbrook are all going to be in Gotham, and one of them is going to walk away with a Heisman. I think it's going to be Jackson, but one never knows which way that'll go. I have some friends that have Heisman votes, and that's pretty much, I think, the direction that they're going. We'll see if that happens. John Glenn passes away and leaves behind some pretty interesting quotes, and some of them have to do with years, and I guess numbers in a sense. What he said on his second flight on the Space Shuttle Discovery in 98 at the age of 77, he said this, quote, "To look out at this kind of creation out here and not believe in God is, to me, impossible." While he was orbiting around in 1962, he said, "0G and I feel fine." When he announced his retirement from the Senate in 97, he said, "Don't tune out, cop out, or drop out. Don't give in to complacency and cynicism. Don't ignore what's bad, but concentrate on building what's good. Don't take America and the values reflected in our form of government for granted, and never forget that our democracy, the government, is not them, it's us." I thought that was brilliant. I thought that was one of his best quotes ever. Ever. And then he, I'll give you one more. He did the keynote address at Ohio State's commencement in 2009, and he said, "We are more fulfilled when we are involved in something bigger than ourselves." And he was a guy who was involved in something bigger than himself for almost his entire life. So, rip to the great John Glenn. Paul Ryan shakes the quote trees by saying dreamers should be taken care of. He says, "We should have something that balances the concerns of all parties involved and make sure that we don't pull the rug out from under people." He told reporters that during a news conference. The Speaker of the House said politicians shouldn't have illegal immigrants who come into the United States as children, should not put them out to be high and dry when the next administration takes office. He called dreamers the large population of people living in the United States whose parents brought them here illegally when they were younger. And he said President-elect Donald Trump said this week he'll work something out. He'll work something out. Which that makes sense, because how are you going to deal with it? And they have had many conversations about a slew of issues, and certainly that is very high on the list. How about Georgia accusing the U.S., or accusing us, of trying to hack its election system? Yeah. So, the state of Georgia, I should say, to not confuse anyone, is accusing Homeland Security of trying to hack their system. In a letter to the Homeland Security Director, Jay Johnson, Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp said, "A computer traced back to the federal agency in Washington tried unsuccessfully to penetrate the state's office firewall 1 week after the presidential election." The letter speculated that what it described as a large unblocked scan event might have been a security test. They said there was especially odd, it was very odd and concerning given that the member of the U.S. Election Infrastructure Cybersecurity Working Group is run by the federal government. And Secretary Kemp said, "DHS takes the trust of our public and private sector partners seriously, and we will respond." So here we are back on that whole deal again. Prior to the election, there was a big outreach hackers targeted election-related systems in more than 20, there's your number, states. So the FBI warned state officials who were in charge of elections of the need to really ramp up and improve election security after hackers attempted to hack systems in Illinois and in Arizona. So this is nothing. This is nothing that we didn't expect. Let's put it that way. A new study came out. This has a big juicy number on it. Obamacare repeal would only make 30 million people, they say, uninsured. So repealing Obama's health care law without a replacement would mean that 30 million would be uninsured. Like I said, that's the number. Republicans say that's a dire, crazy scenario and say they are working on replacement legislation for President Trump to sign. But it is certainly complex. We know that. I mean, there has to be some kind of strategy behind this. Strategy and then tactical. So what's the strategy to fix this? And how do you tactically go about doing it? The plan for Congress is first to use a special budget-related procedure to repeal major portions of the Affordable Care Act next year. The effective date of the repeal would be delayed by months or even years, they say, to give the people on the Hill time to write replacement legislation. Let's hope they do it fast. 22.5 million people would lose coverage directly due to repeal of the laws, subsidies, Medicaid expansion, and all of that. 7.3 million would become uninsured because of the rippling effects of market upheavals. And of course, you know, this is the whole idea. There's heavy damage for people that are buying individual health insurance policies independent of government markets like healthcare.gov, too. And it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare scenario unless you're working for a super good company and they're giving you super good coverage or decent coverage. Then it's a whole different thing. You're not swimming in the entrepreneurial, in most cases, swamp. Thanks so much for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.